Well, coming up a little later this month is National Tequila Day. And there is a company that is rolling out a way to change the world of spirits, blending all different types of tequila and partnering it with music. It's called Musica Tequila. And Chris Andrews is the founder and part owner of Music Spirits LLC and joins us this morning. Chris, it's great to have you.
Hey, thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Well, tell us a little bit about Musica Tequila and where the idea started and what it's all about.
Yeah, Musica Tequila is, we're just a bunch of Michiganders crafting tequila in Mexico. So it's 100% agave, additive free. It's really artisan tequila. We also make it with music. So we play music to our tequilas when we're making it. And we support music education in the schools and local musicians. I mean, I used to be a working musician. I'm not anymore. I still play occasionally, but we have a passion for music, musicians, and education of music. So kind of marrying our two loves.
I remember when my wife was pregnant with the kids, we would play Einstein. Okay. Or we would play classical music for them.
Yep.
Does that change? We were hoping that they'd be smarter. Jury's still out. We'll see. does it make tequila better when you play the music?
We believe so. Actually, that's where all of this came from. It is called the Mozart effect, even in distilling. It's done in some whiskeys and bourbons and a handful of tequilas. We think it makes a difference. So we have curated playlists. We play all kinds of music to our tequilas, and then we've got a limited edition that just came out that we only play blues music to, and we think that makes a difference too. So,
You know, a lot of people think tequila, it's just a party drink. But what would you wish that more people would understand about, like, the culture and the craft and the tradition behind really good tequila?
Yeah, good question. Because a lot of us, including myself, a long time ago had some type of tequila. And decades ago, it was not the best spirit around. It has a long history of being artisan, but then it got commercialized quite a bit. And there's a group of really good tequila makers that are back to artisan processes and making it right. And I would say if you haven't tried a really good tequila, please try Musica. We are surprising people every day. We go out and do tastings. We do Musica live events and meet people. And when you try what is a truly additive-free, clean tequila made the right way, it really is an amazing drink.
Talk to us about your story. You used to live in Livonia, right? Then you moved to Florida during the COVID-19 pandemic. Then this idea comes up. How'd you get it off the ground?
A lot of work. My wife and I did it ourselves. We both grew up in Livonia. Like you said, we still have a place in Plymouth, Michigan, so Michigan is our home. We got a lot of family there, our grandkids. But really was just kind of the more we looked into it, and we took our time. This was over about 5-year period. We really met a lot of people, did a lot of trips to Mexico. I call it product development now. Tasted a lot of tequila. But we designed the bottle ourselves. We really curated and tasted a lot of different competitors and figured out where we wanted to be in the market. And that 5-year period really was, can we do this, right? Can we meet the right people, the right family in Mexico? And for the first 4 years, it was tough. We had hurdles. We had challenges and headwinds. We ended up with an amazing family down in Mexico that we met that has been doing this for 40 years. Our master tequilero, Hugo Yernes, he's second generation master tequilero. And the more we got the bottle designed, we met them and just immersed ourselves into it, like I said, and took our time, it became a reality. And we're like, yeah, we're doing this. And it's been a ride. And we've only been in the market a year, and we've got over 20 awards. So,
Well, Chris, music, has that power to set the mood. So what's the perfect playlist if you want to sip on some of this Musica Tequila?
So great question, because we think the perfect playlist is whatever your favorite music is. So we know there's a lot of celebrity tequilas and musicians, and that's all great.
Uh-huh.
But we think, our Musica brand is about your favorite music and sharing it with your friends. And we celebrate all different kinds of music and genres. So there's a perfect one for you. There's a different one for somebody else.
Yeah,
and
okay.
we celebrate that. We love that. So,
as an amateur, I have a question. What's the difference between Blanco, Reposado, and Añejo?
Ah, so Blanco is an unaged tequila. It can be aged up to 59 days. We don't age ours other than it sits in our stainless steel tanks for a little bit. But the Reposado is aged 2 months to a year. Ours is aged 3 months. We keep it light in a barrel aging. We use American oak, ex-bourbon barrels. And then an Añejo is aged from 1 year to 3 years.
Okay.
We age ours for about 18 months, a year and a half. And then there is an extra Añejo that is over 3 years old. Ours won't be ready until next Christmas, not this coming Christmas. So
what is your favorite tequila beverage? What are you dialing up here for the 4th of July?
Well, anything from our Blanco straight to a great fresh margarita, Paloma, which are very easy to do. We think you don't have to put much in it to make a great drink like that. Fresh fruit works great with our Musica tequila because it's, you know, it's all natural. No sense adding fake sugars and stuff in there. So that's what we like doing. Or you sip on a Reposado. Our Reposado makes an awesome espresso martini.
Oh,
which is a nice way to go. And
you
then
did you wake up? Did you?
Yeah.
Jamie was like, "What? Wow.
That was an unbelievable head snap." Well, it's fantastic, and I have to imagine a very competitive marketplace for tequila, but a fun one to be a part of.
It is. It is a very competitive marketplace, but you know we're just moving ahead, doing our thing, working with the State of the Music Foundation in helping music education. We're actually doing an event in Detroit at Wayne State with Detroit Public Schools in later in July here. They do great work in helping out teachers and giving instruments to school systems. And then we work with all of our artists. Right now we have events scheduled with Jeff Phillips and the Phoenix Theory Band, and we just had a Blues Reserve launch party out in Holland, actually, with Joe Johnson and the Bluebacks. That's our blues band. We actually play their music when we make the tequila. So,
fantastic. Well, we appreciate you shedding some light on this. It's kind of a pure Michigan story.
It is.
Very cool. Chris
really
Andrews, thank you. Really appreciate it. Best of luck, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you. Don't forget to go pick up your tequila. It's the second largest tequila sales of the year, July 4th.
Very good. All right. Thank you. What's your go-to drink on the 4th of July? You got one dialed up?
Well, if you're on a boat, you got to go with a spritz of some sort.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm going to have a cigar, so I'll probably have
so no
something
drink.
Not clear.
Probably something not clear.
Yeah, something dark.
Yes. But I'm trying to think of the playlist though for the tequila, you know? I'm trying to think, you know, hot in here.
Okay.
It's getting hot in here.
Yeah.
You know, now most people won't know this one, but you know, you may know it, but you know, Houdini.
Oh, sure.
The Freaks Come Out at Night.
Sure. Yes.
I'll take the Eminem Houdini song.
Eminem Houdini. Yeah. Also good. Also good.
Yeah.
Just turn it up with the tequila.
That's a good one too.
That's it.
James Brown.
All right. Take a break. More next on JR Morning.